When it's time to seed grass, fertilize turf, or add a pop of color to your yard, Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered with unbeatable deals on lawn and garden essentials. Find value on everything you need in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
WPS spokesman Matt Cullen says he's thrilled to welcome spring with the 62nd annual WPS Farm Show this week. He says he was pleased with the length of the exhibitor list and overall attendance.
You know, I would say both of those are pretty comparable to what we've seen last year. We have about 400 exhibitors that are taking part in this year's WPS Farm Show, and we expect about 20,000 people will be here over the course of the entire show from March 26th through March 28th.
Now, there's something new this year that we were pleasantly surprised with, is that parking's free.
Absolutely. Admission always has been free to the WPS Farm Show, but this year we're having complimentary parking that's sponsored by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Greenstone Farm Credit Services, and Compere Financial. So we appreciate their support and their help to make this completely free for all of our guests, for all of our attendees for this year's WPS Farm Show.
Do you think free parking has helped attendance?
You know, I'm not sure exactly, because we're still going through the show and we'll still look at all those numbers once we finish up the show. Again, we do expect that we'll have comparable attendance to what we've seen in years past, but it's just another way for us to be able to help people come out to the WPS Farm Show and really take a look at all the different exhibits, products, services, and equipment that's on display and is able to help our farms continue to grow as they move forward.
Did this show bring any other new elements this year?
You know, what we've seen kind of year over year is we see similar types of products and equipment, but it's always the new features that are a part of those. Large farm machinery is one of the categories that we often see here at the WPS Farm Show. It seems to be a staple year in and year out. But then you have other products such as, you know, robotic milking equipment, precision planting technology. And then we have new exhibitors this year, 33 of them, in fact, that are making their first ever trip here to the WPS Farm Show. And they're displaying things like agricultural building materials and products, animal nutrition products, and you also have things such as dairy farm clothing, which you might not automatically think of when you think of a farm show or the WPS Farm Show, but still is important to farmers and still products that they're looking at as they run their operations and looking at, you know, what do I need to improve? What do I need to perhaps invest in for my operations?
It's not just some of your exhibitors whose first time it is at the show. I also see some very young faces, baby strollers at the show. What do you think that family element says about WPS Farm Show? The fact that it's a family tradition for most of us to come here as kids, maybe playing hooky at school or maybe during their spring break, to enjoy the show.
You know, we're appreciative that families see the WPS Farm Show as a worthy experience and a rewarding experience for them, for their entire family. We just finished up and had the kids tractor pull here on the grounds, which is always a fun event, getting the kids a chance to compete against each other and see who can pull that sled the furthest down the runway, down the main road here at EAA. So that's a fun part of it. But just getting a chance to really look around at what's going on in the world of agriculture. What are the different machines? You see kids getting a chance to, you know, climb into the biggest tractors that are here on the grounds. But for some of the other older children or maybe teenagers, this is a chance for them to maybe get introduced to careers in the agriculture industry, especially our FFA chapters and the kids that are taking part in those. We have them staffing our informational booths. So this is a chance for them to also kind of get immersed into this industry and see perhaps if this is something that they would like to explore for a career as they finish up high school and go on into the future.
After the show wraps up today, Matt Cullen says they'll look at feedback from attendees to help plan for the 2025 show. You can follow along with the WPS Farm Show at WisconsinPublicService.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.